www.ReverendDaveRadio.com.
Or does it?
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email, kick it off, and go with James. Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for talking to me. I have a disc question for you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, about 6 months ago, I herniated a disc. There's a center herniation, and yeah, I've been doing pretty good on the recovery so far. Probably with physical therapy and chiropractic, I'm probably about, the doctor definition, it would be 65-70% of the way through a full recovery. But I guess my question kind of has to do with what the definition of full recovery is. I've been told, you know, a lot of the things that activities I used to do before, just things that I'm not really going to be able to do in the future, you know, rougher sports, downhill skiing, things like that. And that's just kind of a bummer to hear that disc is never really going to fully recover. It's degenerated, and it's not really going to, it's not like it's ever going to grow back. I'm just always going to have to be careful. I'm just wondering, through lifestyle changes and, diet, if there's really anything I can do. Can you ever expect that, in some cases, to grow back and get back to your potential where you were before, or not really? Well, I didn't actually have surgery.
Have the surgery. Okay.
Right. I went to a surgeon, and he kind of gave me the option. You know, he said a piece of it actually came off, and you could see it pretty clearly on the MRI, but I'm getting better fast enough that he kind of left it up to me. It's up to you if you want to have that piece removed through, I think he called it a discectomy. Can't really say that word, but basically they go in with a little tube and they kind of suck that loose piece out. And I just kind of opted not to do it, and as long as I'm not doing any nerve damage, which you didn't think I was. And here I am 6 months later. I'm probably 70-60% of the way better. I'm walking and not running yet or anything.
That's okay.
But, I ask him, am I always going to have to be real careful and worry about this? And I'm only 28 years old, and, I really want to enjoy some backpacking and some skiing again. And the answer was, well, you really are going to have to be careful and, stay off the bumps and don't carry any heavy packs very far, I guess, was suggested the answer. And I just wanted to get your opinion. Is there anything more I can do aside from physical therapy and really keep it in good shape and not slouching and all the bad things I was doing before?
I think that you're on the right path, for sure. I mean, when it comes to something with your back and the pains that go along with it when you're facing potential surgery or even a minor surgery like that to go in and be able to take out the little small piece, that if you are continuing to eat well, to lower inflammation in the body, because remember, the foods that we eat are either going to produce inflammation or they're not, depending on the kind of foods that we eat. So an anti-inflammatory-based diet, like the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, is a great way to go. So I think that's fine, but is that going to regenerate the disc itself? That's a real tough call, because discs typically don't regenerate. Once they begin to degenerate or you herniate or something like that in a bulging disc, you can get to kind of move that little centerpiece can move around a little bit, you can get the pressure off of a nerve. But when there's any kind of separation of the disc or a little piece has been torn off, that's why he's talking about going in and removing the piece, because it's not going to mend back. And it could continually be floating around in there and continue to cause you pain, depending on where it is at any given time. I haven't seen the MRI, so I don't know, but I'm just guessing that that's probably what the case is. So the other is, is diet going to help? Yes. Supplements, are they going to help? Yes. Because you've got to do things to lower inflammation. But you remember, the health triangle is a three-piece side. You've got the mental side, which is the brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, and the subconscious mind. And then you have the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves, which is what you've been dealing with on physical therapy and that sort of thing. And then you got the chemical side, which is all the body physiology and how well it works. So getting the body chemistry balanced out is going to be a key as well. And that's going to help. Sulfur is a mineral that you can actually use. And sulfur has been used, as long as you're not allergic to sulfur, which some people are. But sulfur is actually one of the top nutrients that you can take in to help completely rebuild, but to kind of strengthen and support healthy disc and disc integrity. So sulfur can be a great benefit to you. Also, high levels of vitamin C can help repair. The fact is, you're active and you want to enjoy your life. So if there is a procedure like that that can help you, I think that's why he went the conservative route, which I appreciate from him. To, hey, listen, go for it. Here's some options. You can do this. See how it works for you. Because he's always there. He's not going anywhere. He'll be ready to set an appointment with you at any time. Go in and knock that out. But if you can do a lot of this on your own, I think this is going to be a great victory for you, which I think you're talking about. And you'll kind of be in a good place. So anyway, just get started on some of those principles. Get a copy of my book. I think it'll be a great help to you. And kind of get started on some of these and go from there. Keep me posted, though. You can always call me here on the show or email me at drasa.com. Thanks. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
How can I help, sir?
How are you doing this evening?
Living well, man. What's up?
Good. I've been having, this has been going on for the last couple of years. I'm 48 years old. And I've got a lot of soreness in my hands and in my feet. And I also, it seems like it's getting worse. I've been having real sharp, sharp electrical shock pains that'll hit me. I had one in my shin today. And then I get them in my big toes. I get them in my rib cage at times. And also, I've been having a lot of muscle spasms. And I've had an MRI done and also x-rays. I had an endoscopy done. I had gallbladder surgery about a month and a half ago. They thought that would help, and it didn't. The doctor has me on 75 milligrams twice a day of Lyrica.
Okay.
And he said that he really doesn't know what's going on. And the reason he put me on Lyrica, because he thought maybe it was fibromyalgia, but that's not helping at all. And I just don't know which way to turn from here. I'm pretty concerned. I had gone to a chiropractor for years. I was having a lot of pain in between my shoulder blades, which I still do. But about 6 months ago, he adjusted me. And I started having real bad electrical shocks in my heels.
Well, I tell you what, from that type therapy right there, we're going into a break. Let's finish up with the chronic pain that you're having. We've got some answers.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillip, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillip. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. That's what we talk about here on the show all the time because it's true. The body changes every single day. Are you willing to change with it? Going into the break, talking with Kevin. Kevin's 48 years young, and he's dealing with some pain in different arm parts of his arms and legs and soreness in his hands and feet, muscle spasms, and been through the ringer a little bit. And they had gallbladder surgery. You're taking 75 milligrams of Lyrica now, and you said you had done some chiropractic therapy recently, or I guess about 6 months ago, and when they did the adjustment in the middle of the back, it shot, pins and needles down into your feet? And is that still going on, or what's kind of the update right now?
Well, they adjusted between my shoulder blades, and I began to get real bad, sharp jolting pain in my feet.
Mm.
And that's when I quit going.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
I still get the sharp pains in my big toes, and I've got one in my leg today. I get them up in my rib cage sometimes, in my arms sometimes. I have a lot of soreness. I'm sore under my arms. I'm really sore between my shoulder blades. If I do anything strenuous, it's like it takes me twice as long to recover from the soreness than a normal person.
Sure. I get that. Well,
and I just don't know which way to turn on this because, I'm searching, but I just have not found the answer yet. There's definitely something wrong, and I wanted to try to catch it if it was something that was going to cause too much damage too quick, but this has been going on for quite a while, but it's just getting worse.
I get it. And with the doctors, do they feel like they've done all the tests that they can do and they're just scratching their heads right now at this point?
Well, the doctor that I'm going to is at a small hospital, and he seems to think that he had told me basically that he had run as many tests as he knew what to run, and he just doesn't know what it is.
When did it kick in? And I know you're 48. When did this start? And was there a trigger? Was there a major moment where you noticed a change? Was it night and day, or was it very slow?
No, it was very slow. And to be honest with you, I've been married 25 years, and when I first got married, I began to feeling a dull pain in the tops of my feet. And I also noticed a little soreness, but it gradually has gotten worse and worse over the years, and I thought it was because my back or something, and that's why I went to the chiropractor. But my back doesn't feel any better or worse now that I stopped going.
No, that's because it's probably not the structural side of the body that's really the root cause. The root cause sounds like it's coming more from the chemical side of the health triangle that we talk about in natural medicine. So that's really where I would go right out of the gate. Now, blood tests, I'm sure they've done tons of those. Did they do any tests for a potential autoimmune? Did they look for things like rheumatoid and anything like that? Do you know if they did that?
I'm not sure about that.
You're not sure. Okay. Yeah, that's something that you would want to have done. Maybe you go back to your family physician, you talk to them, that either have them look for any kind of autoimmune disease. There's several blood tests they can run, ANA, there's rheumatoid factor. There's several blood tests, rather, that they can run to see if that's even a possibility. Now, diet, believe it or not, plays a big role. The kind of pains and aches that you're having, dietary habits play a big role. Now, the blood tests are important. You have to get that done because that's going to instantly begin to rule things in and out. If they've done all the tests, though, they may already have that on file. Maybe you could just ask them. They could tell you it's normal. That would be good information to know. But talk to me a little bit about your diet. Talk to me about your lifestyle choices. Are you under a lot of stress? Is life difficult? Is it hard? Are you under a lot of pressure? Or is life pretty easy?
I think it's about average. I have 5 kids, so, it's stress. But
right. It's a joy, but it's stressful.
Right. I do drive truck, and I do not eat at the truck stops. I eat on my truck. I eat some soup, Subway sandwiches, stuff like that. I'm not a big sweet eater. I do like vegetables and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Well, a couple things I would get started with. Definitely your foods. I mean, being on the road, packing your foods if you can is going to be important. I would come off all gluten. And this is going to be tough. This one right here is going to be tough on the road. But bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, if it has flour in it, I would stay off of it for a period of about 8 weeks. It takes 7.5 weeks for the little gluten protein, which is in most of the grains, to come out of your system. And the gluten, it takes a little bit of time. But it's one of the number one irritants in the body that can cause a lot of random joint aches and pains where no one really knows where it's coming from. And I'd be curious to see how your body responds to that. There's a blood test called the anti-gliadin antibody that they can check. And that might be something you want to ask your physician, your family physician, to be able to check on you to see if that's potential that you don't handle gluten well. But even still, even when it doesn't come up positive, I've seen that people do very well without it. But with these symptoms, I think that's going to be a key. Kicking up cod liver oil, tablespoon twice a day is going to be helpful. The foundational four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and then, of course, the cod liver oil. Going on the anti-inflammatory diet, that's a big key. But vitamin D. Vitamin D is really big with these kind of random joint aches and pains, especially people that mimic fibromyalgia. But then they say, oh, it's not really fibromyalgia. So when you get the blood test done, go get your vitamin D levels checked and make sure your blood test is between 70 and 90 and see what they say. But get started down that path. Don't give up hope because you're not stuck. There are answers for you. Keep on the path that you're on, and we're here to help.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We could talk about it here on this show. And now we're going to go to Marianne. Hi, Marianne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Well, my cause isn't too much, but I have these brown spots that come up, and they look like warts, kind of, and they're a nuisance. And I wonder what is causing those. Would it be diet or something like that?
Now, where do they pop up? Are they on your hands?
Well, they come, you know, like maybe like a brown spot, and then they turn into these little flat warts.
And they are warts for sure, right?
Well, I don't know if they're warts or not, but they look, the skin feels like that.
Do they have the little seeds in the middle of them?
Kind of like that, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Well, there's a couple things you can do. First, you might want to go to your dermatologist, have them take a look at it.
I did.
And did they say they were warts?
He burned some off, but I wondered if you could tell me how to get rid of them other than burning them off.
Okay. There's a couple things you can do. Now, the burning that they use works very well, so that's one way to do it. I mean, I'm a big fan of that because it does work. But typically warts, if that's what they are caused by the human papillomavirus. And so there's really an old school way to do it where you can use duct tape. And this sounds crazy, but it works. And you put duct tape over the wart itself, and you have to put it on there, leave it on there for the day, and you tear it off about 3 times a day. The tearing and the glue that's in the duct tape, along with the tearing, the shearing force of just pulling the duct tape off the skin, irritates it. It can kill off the actual wart itself. That's one way to go. The other is to focus on doing the things that will kill off viruses in the body. One of those being making sure you stay away from L-arginine, which is an amino acid, and the foods that contain high levels of L-arginine, such as almonds and chocolate. They both do that. But along with that is you want to increase L-lysine. Lysine is an amino acid, but it's kind of the antagonist. It's the one that will get rid of viruses within the body, and you can handle a pretty good dosage of that. So just follow the directions on the label. You can get those at pretty much any health food store, and those are great antivirals for the body, and that can help out tremendously. But that's one of the main reasons that you struggle with that, is that it's a virus that kicks in, it's in the body, and can cause those warts. And when we get under stress, of course, that adds to it and can make it, you know, flare up even worse. So get started on that. Let me know if you need any more help. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you? First of all, I want to thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I have two questions about my thyroid.
Okay.
Like 5 years ago, I guess they found that I had hypothyroid and put me on Centroid 75. It seemed to work well. I was taking the generic brand. So I leave and I go to Iraq and I'm there for 13 months. I come home February this past year.
Okay.
And I start feeling the same way that I had felt when they diagnosed me. I start gaining the weight back and feeling lazy, my hair falling out, my skin so dry and terrible. So I let it go on for a while, and then I go check it out, and it's back to, I guess, 20. Does that sound like? Because I guess the normal level is what?
Which one?
For hypothyroid.
Well, for TSH,
mine was 20, whatever that is, if that's bad or whatever.
It's high, but the higher the number on thyroid, which is your TSH, right, the lower your thyroid function is.
So
if the number was real low, like if it was 0.7, that would mean your thyroid's running really, really fast. So if your number was 20. Yeah, right. So if your number was 20, that means your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, that's what it stands for. It's a simple blood test, but it's kind of the gold standard by endocrinologists. Some people are T4, T3 people, and other docs are TSH people. And most people kind of lay on the standard of the TSH. So if the TSH is above, you always want it between 1.8, well, actually about 1.5 and 2.2. That's a good number range. If you keep it in there, that's where everything's hunky-dory and everybody's happy. You start going above that, like 5.0, 6.0, 7.0, 20.0, that thing is running really, really slow. So where are you right now? You're taking the Synthroid, but you gain the weight, and you feel like you're back at your starting point. You've got dry skin, and you're just frustrated. Is that right?
Yes. Well, you know, They literally accuse me of not taking my medicine, but I make sure I take that medicine every day. So they increased it now, you know, to 100 and start making me take brand name. You know, I can't take the generic anymore. Then I went back and had it checked again. Now they increased it to 112. I still can't lose my weight. I do feel better. My skin is still real dry. My hair's not falling out much anymore, but I cannot get rid of that weight. I guess my two questions were, you know, number one, like last time when they diagnosed it, you know, I lost my weight immediately as soon as I got back on the medicine. This time I have not. And my second question, can being in a different country or something like that, a different culture, a different area, a different atmosphere, a different environment, trigger something like that?
Well, it can. And the funny thing is, it's not really the environment or the air or the geographic location. It's more the foods that you're eating, because the additives and the preservatives and things that we have in foods here in America are completely different than a lot of the third world countries. And their food quality actually there a lot of times is much better than ours.
Wow.
Unless you're getting organic. Oh, it's that big of a deal. Oh, yeah. And I've seen that. Seen many, many people patients and whatnot that have lived abroad and then come over here and had serious health issues, then gone back abroad and things clear up. Food's our best medicine. It can also be our worst nightmare. And so that's the first thing I would start doing with you is I would start following a very, very clean diet. I mean, I would make that. And then also you want to look at organic iodine. Most people that are deficient in iodine deal with thyroid issues. And iodine is the number one trace mineral that we need for our thyroid to function well. You might want to look into that. Iodine you can pick up at most of your health food stores nowadays. And you can test it. You can get a little drop. You put it on your skin. It'll turn a yellow-orange color. And you leave it there for a period of about 3 hours. And if it fades out, completely gone, it means you desperately need it. But that little yellow-orange dot stays on there for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, you're probably okay. But a lot of times you'll see it absorb in like 20 or 30 minutes. Pretty incredible. So a lot of people are deficient in iodine, but tyrosine works well. And then to kind of speed the thyroid up into more of a normal function, you can look at things like coconut oil is very, very good at doing that. And it'll get things balanced out. So those are some things that you might want to look into as far as that goes. But I do want to say, as you kind of walk this journey out and you're looking to get the weight off, that you can do it. You're not stuck and you're not in a prison of thyroid hormone, or you're not in a prison of things that can't, where you can't get out of it. We just have to find the right answers. I would say when you go to your physician next time, ask them to run some of the tests on estrogen. Now, here's a key. When you have some excess weight, body fat, that you can't get off, you feel like you're working out, you feel like you're eating well, and you're doing the things that you know to do, when you go to your physician, your family physician, have them run estrone and estradiol. Well, there's another one called estriol. I would go ahead and have them run all three estrogens, your progesterone, your testosterone, and FSH and LH. All of those play key roles with your hormones, and I would see how that works and see exactly what's going on and how they can help you. Because if those are off, you're going to store body fat, and nothing you can do can get that off of your body. And you're frustrated, and you feel like it'll eliminate that. It always comes down to the hormones at the end of the day and getting those balanced, okay? Thanks so much for serving our country and doing what you do, whatever you do, and what aspect of it, and you're a real blessing to us. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, Twitter and Facebook. You can sign up there, get in the social media world, and check us out. Get our weekly email newsletter. We send out a recipe of the week. Also, our newsletter for the week to empower you and encourage you with your health and with your life. Let's go to Mikey now. Hi, Mikey. What's up?
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call.
You got
it. I have a question, and I don't mean to, you know, be rude if there's anybody out there with this issue, and I don't mean to be ignorant. I found out about a month and a half ago that somebody I work with is HIV positive.
Sure.
And when I first found out, you know, I was fine with it. I was like, oh, you know, he seems like he's doing okay and he's healthy. And then for some reason, out of nowhere, I started fixating on all these ridiculous scenarios where I could possibly become infected by working with him. And I work in retail, so I don't work in a medical field, but the last example was he came into work and I stuck my fist out to give him like a fist bump,
the
like
big knuckle,
and,
right? Hey, what's up? Right.
And he went and punched my fist, and I looked at my fist after, and it was like a little like kind of red in shape. And I was thinking, you know, like what if he had like a scratch or something on his knuckles, you know? And I know that sounds silly, but
it's not. It's not. Hang tight. We'll talk about HIV when we come out of this break. Okay.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
part of the show and have your health challenge or question answered, you can call right now at 1-888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on, but we want to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Going to the break, we were talking with Mikey. Mikey's been dealing with a coworker who just got diagnosed with HIV, and he's trying to be normal about it, but he's just got a couple of things that might be just, you know, just kind of raises a red flag. And I can understand why. I mean, it kind of freaks you out. You think HIV, and you want to be cool about everything, but you also want to be cautious at the same time. And you just right. want to know kind of the boundaries, I guess, of what to be worried about and what not to be. So you're hanging out with your coworker and you give him the big knuckle, and what happens now? You're giving me the story.
So he came in and, and it wasn't because I was scared to like shake his hand or anything. It's just kind of, you know, a thing that I do. And, I guess just to be kind of funny or whatever, he punched me in the knuckles. And, I looked at my hand and I noticed, you know, it obviously wasn't gushing blood, but, you know, my knuckles were kind of a little bit sort of like chafed and like reddish. And I was kind of thinking, you know, like, how do I know that he didn't have like a cut on his hand with maybe like a scab on it that could have like broken open and there could have been an exchange of blood. And, you know, that was the most recent example. There's been a couple other things that kind of have happened like that where I figured out these ways to fixate on like a potential way that I could have infected myself, no matter how remote it is. There's something about not being able to say that I'm 100% safe that it just really makes me uncomfortable at the workplace with it, basically.
I get it. Well, the deal is probably the chafe did not infect you. And I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying it probably didn't.
Right.
I wouldn't worry about it. But I know your mind is reeling and
right.
you want to shut it down and you don't want that to be affecting you every day and almost be OCD about the whole thing.
That's right. Because, you know, I've never really had, you know, I get a little OCD about certain things that get on, I guess, what I like to call the treadmill. You know, when you get something on, like, the treadmill in your mind, and no matter how much you're like, ah, just
yeah.
ignore it, or ah, it's silly, you just seem to, like, you can't rationalize it out of your thought process. And with right. something like this, I guess because it's just a serious ordeal, it's just something that I'm kind of struggling with a little bit.
Well, key is realize this. It takes a lot to get infected with HIV. They've proven, without a shadow of a doubt, that it has to be pretty much semen or vaginal fluid or blood. And I mean, to a T, I mean, it really, they've got it narrowed down. So the chances of something like that happening, if he sneezed on you, or if he, I mean, this sounds gross, but if he peed on you, it's not, I mean, the urine and saliva and that, there's just extreme low concentrations of HIV found in those body fluids, and it's just nothing that you need to worry about. So, I mean, if he goes and goes to the bathroom, and, you know, you just want to, you don't need to, I don't think you need to be overly cautious about that. Like, if he didn't wash his hands after he went to the bathroom or something. I mean, just know that you'd have to be in a pretty extreme situation with him for that to happen. And if you realize that, it'll probably give you a lot of peace as you walk along the way. Now, just for kicks and giggles, I will tell you that if you do have any kind of OCD tendencies and begin to fixate like that and get on the hamster wheel with certain thoughts, something that's really good for that is acetylcholine. It's a brain chemical neurotransmitter. When it gets low in the brain, then our fears and our phobias and things can kind of surface a little bit more, and we can fixate on them more than we should. So some things that can help with that that are completely natural. One is called galantamine, vitamin B5, and then also phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin. It's found in egg yolks, but you can get it in a supplemental form too that works really well. Using those on a regular basis along with cod liver oil for the omega-3 fats to support the brain chemistry, great stuff. And keep your protein intake high too, the good lean quality proteins. I know that's just a side fact, but it really does help in those thought processes as you're walking through something like this. Because I know, I mean, everybody's got their thing. And I don't think it'd be easy to, for anybody to be around, but just know it's got to be an extreme situation for you to get infected. Okay. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Robert now. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for returning my call.
Of course. How can I help?
I have what I believe may be neuropathy of the feet.
Okay.
Either one foot or the other foot or sometimes both feet. I was taken to the hospital with both feet. I couldn't walk. And the doctor came in and said the hydrochlorothiazide that I was taking is what caused that. So I stopped that and started taking back the Lasix. But it continued, so I stopped all that too. And I get, you know, my feet get like, it's like a terrible, terrible toothache.
But and is it on the top of the feet or is it in the bottom of the arch?
Oh, it travels around my feet.
And are you have you been diagnosed with diabetes?
They told me I have blood sugar, but I can control it with what I eat.
So you're on that borderline phase. They didn't have to really put you on medicine for that, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just in a place right now where you're starting to get a lot of the neuropathies. Is it on both feet or just one?
It's just on one or the other.
It'll switch back and forth?
Yes, and sometimes it's on both of the feet.
Okay. This is my encouragement to you for right now. First, you want to do this. You want to make sure that you go to your physician. I would see a DO, it's a doctor of osteopathic medicine, have them take a look at you and do a full evaluation. Also, because you need to look at the structural part of the body, too, the lower back, the nerves travel out of the lower back and go into the feet. Make sure that's evaluated and ruled out as it's not something that's majorly wrong. Also, high levels of omega-3 fats like cod liver oil, but vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxine. Pyridoxine has been shown and proven to help with neuropathies. That's typically a nutritional deficiency that you're dealing with. I would look into that as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Dr. Ray. So go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa on Call.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.